going on, guys? Looking forward to the opening night NFL tonight with the Cowboys and Giants.
What do you think? Everyone's picking the Giants. 3.5, is that what you see?
Yeah, just saw a wave of sharp money come in on Dallas. Number was as high as 4 in some books. Starting to see 3.5 painted everywhere as a Don Best consensus. One of those spots for Dallas that I'm sure they've had circled. The question really becomes, can they protect Tony Romo long enough to let him get the ball to the outside and those talented receivers?
What about this game? Obviously, the two big college football games this week. Actually, there's three that I'm interested in. The first one.
All SEC.
All SEC, yeah.
Of course.
The first one is the game I'm going to, Missouri-Georgia. The money came in early on Missouri. I think opened about 3.5, came down to 1.5. What are you seeing in that game?
This number has ping-ponged all over the place, Clay, and it's a little curious because from all the guys that I talk to, a lot of the sharper guys believe the question marks are on the Missouri sideline. Still, no one is sure if James Franklin's shoulder is 100% at this point, albeit Georgia looks sluggish against Buffalo. I think they come out and play with a chip on their shoulder. However, the line movement says otherwise, and it'll be real interesting to see where this game settles as we get closer to Saturday's kickoff.
All right, let's talk about another game, the opener for Florida and A&M in the SEC. In fact, A&M's first game of the season. Kind of tough to know what Kevin Sumlin's offense is going to look like, although I guess you can look at tape from Houston. 2:30 game, ESPN. What do you see in this contest, and what's the money suggesting?
This game has moved all over, but not across key numbers. We saw Texas A&M open up as a 1.5-point favorite, was bet up to 2.5. Now we're seeing ones and 1.5s all over. But I think that's just people jockeying for position. Obviously, Florida, the questions surround their quarterback play, which was pretty abysmal last week against Bowling Green. The one thing that we still haven't been able to figure out, is it an advantage for Texas A&M going into this game without any film, or will they look a little sluggish knowing that their game was canceled last week against Louisiana Tech because of Hurricane Isaac?
All right, big swing here. This is the game that I think is massive for Auburn. It's also massive for Mississippi State, who has never beaten an SEC West team other than Ole Miss. They're the favorite. Mississippi State is. What is that line doing? Because I think this game for SEC fans is maybe, I mean, there's three interesting games, but I think that one is really big for the trajectory of both of those seasons.
This game, I think, will fly under the radar, but it's definitely intriguing. You remember back to last year and a game that went down to the final seconds where Mississippi State came up a few points short in what amounted to an SEC shootout. I really believe the Bulldogs are the side in this game. Number opened at 2.5. A little bit of money has come in, pushed it to 3. I think the public will come back in, though, on Auburn, knowing how well they played against Clemson. I'm just not sure you get up off the deck that fast, knowing they let a chance for a marquee win slip through their fingers in the Georgia Dome.
Our man in Vegas taking a look at the point spreads this weekend, Todd Furman. You can hit him on Twitter, at Todd Furman.
Well, for my own personal interest, you were talking about Clemson. They do play the Big Ball State Cardinals this week in Death Valley, I think. And I played down there, and we almost pulled one away from the LeVon Kirkland era type Tigers. So what is the spread on Clemson versus Ball State?
Clemson is a 27-point favorite in this game.
Wow.
Just short of 4 touchdowns. I think, Blaine, when you look at this contest from a betting standpoint, it is a game where you either look at Ball State and take those generous points, or you look to pass. I can't imagine you'll get a max effort out of Clemson, but this is obviously a Tigers team who we know should win the game. The question remains, who can get the cover?
Oh, what's that fast receiver, Sammy Watkins?
Sammy Watkins.
Is he playing? Please say no.
No, Watkins, by all accounts, doesn't appear to be back, although they've been a little mums in terms of the information that I've had fed to me about his role in the offense. I don't think they'll need him for this game, and I know Dabo Swinney is trying to run a clean program, whatever that means down there in Death Valley.
If we had the national championships today and we had USC versus Alabama, who would be favored?
We'd actually make Alabama close to a 2.5 to 3-point favorite out here in Vegas. As you can see on DonBest.com, we released our DonBest Linemakers poll, which has Alabama, the number one team in the country, followed by USC at 2, LSU 3, Florida State 4, and Oklahoma, Oregon, and it's flat-footed tie at 5 right now.
All right, now we're going to go over to the NFL, and naturally we know the Titans are playing the Patriots. Who's favored, and how's the money coming in, and is the number going down?
This game has been awfully interesting. The Patriots opened as a 6.5-point favorite. Number now sits at 5, and that's not the casual gambler back in Tennessee in this spot. It's taken plenty of wise guy money, dropping the price all the way down to where it currently sits. An interesting trend in this game, when you talk about teams that lost the previous year's Super Bowl, they're on an 0-12 against the spread run. So the situation bodes well for Tennessee. The question is, can Jake Locker step up and do enough to keep the Patriots offense off the field.
Right. Do the odds makers look back to the 59-0? I think that's the last time they played them. And come up with their prediction that way, or do you not even use that and throw it out?
No, we kind of threw out some of the historical information, although I was a little surprised because I know there was a huge contingent that was waiting for this line to approach seven closer to kickoff. It obviously doesn't look to get there, but I do think the number will come back up because the betting public has yet to get involved, and this will most likely be one of the most lopsided games when we talk about ticket count of any of the NFL contests on Sunday.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas. If Tennessee and Florida played on Saturday in Knoxville, what would the line be?
Right now, based on public perception, you're looking at Tennessee as a short favorite, and that's only because of home field advantage. So I would make the Volunteers a two-point favorite in this contest. Obviously, a lot of things can change if Florida goes out there, looks dominant against Texas A&M, or they look extremely lethargic. We know much won't change on the Vols' power rating with a basic layup against Georgia State.
Todd, are you paying attention to whether or not, and the answer is Mark Richt has said that he's not going to tell anybody in advance, but these Georgia suspensions, would they move the line one way or the other if all of a sudden you knew Bakari Rambo was going to play, if you knew that these other Sanders Cummings, I believe, and then the other gentleman, Ogletree, if you knew all those guys were going to play on the defense, would that make a difference in the line, you think? Or I know a lot of times one player doesn't matter much. Would three playing for Georgia make much of a move in the line?
It wouldn't do a whole lot to the number, Clay, but I think the bettors would come in on Georgia at that point and maybe move it by a half a point or even a full point as we got closer to Saturday's kickoff. Obviously, in a game like this where there are so many questions surrounding those suspensions, one has to speculate that Mark Richt won't use these players, and that's part of the reason that we've seen some of this Missouri steam come in during the course of the week.
All right, Ty, we were talking about this, and we tweeted out, I have, for the Super Bowl, Chicago Bears versus the Ravens with the Bears winning. What are those odds, and tell us who is favored?
Chicago Bears right now have been one of those hot teams. They're available at 15-1 throughout most of the Las Vegas properties out here. The Ravens, an interesting team because their futures price has dropped, and they're mentioned among that second-tier teams in that 12-1 range along with the Steelers and the Texans. But the professionals have come in betting Baltimore under 10 regular season wins. That number's down to 9.5. Plenty of questions surrounding that aging Ravens defense. Obviously not in the secondary, but we worry about the linebacking core and the defensive line.
And Suggs is out, too.
What were the Titans Super Bowl odds?
Titans Super Bowl odds, they're right now listed about 75-1. Haven't seen much movement on them, except during the summer when there was that speculation that Peyton Manning was going to be donning that powder blue jersey.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that back up.
But is Peyton Manning and the Broncos favorite to win their division then?
Denver is the favorite in the AFC West, but that's the tightest division of all. When you talk about four teams clustered together, I've heard a lot of experts make cases for everyone with the exception of the Oakland Raiders at this point. Denver, a 1.5-point favorite for the Sunday night showdown against Pittsburgh. The one thing working against the Broncos, however, an awfully daunting schedule when you look through their first 8-9 games. If things don't break right, they could be 3-5 out of the gate.
Yeah, cluster's a good word for the AFC West. Thanks, Todd. Appreciate you.